to the Church of God located in Corinth. He still refers to them as the church, aiming to unite and connect them all, for it cannot be one church if those within are divided and detached. With all the saints in all of Achaia, by addressing all through the letter directed to the Corinthians, he touches on the aim to both honor these people and bring together the entire nation. However, he refers to them as saints, implying that if anyone is impure, they are not included in this salutation. But why, when writing to the main city, does he address everyone through it, although he doesn't do so everywhere? For example, in his letter to the Thessalonians, he does not also include the Macedonians, and similarly in the letter to the Ephesians, he does not include all of Asia. Neither was the letter to the Romans addressed to those also living in Italy. But in this letter he does, and in that to the Galatians. For there he writes not to one city, or two, or three, but to all who are dispersed everywhere, saying, Paul an apostle, and all the brethren who are with me, to the churches of Galatia, grace to you and peace. He also writes one letter to all the Hebrews collectively, not dividing them into their individual cities. What then could be the reason for this? As I think in this case all were entangled in one common problem, which is why he addresses them collectively, as they all need the same solution. For all the Galatians were affected. The same applies to the Hebrews, and so I believe these as well.